producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, didn't it sound like welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show? All right, well, the second time he says Dr. Joy, well, the first time it sounded like Dr. Joy. Oh, I'm just being whiny. Pay no attention to me. Let's put Susan on the air. All right, Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, I've got a predicament.
Okay.
I am involved with a divorced man, father of adult children, and I believe he's being taken advantage of by his adult child, and I'm just wondering how much slack I should give until I just say this is just not working for me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you're walking into a minefield, as I'm sure you're aware. Do you have kids, Susan?
I do not.
Okay. How long have you been dating the dude?
About 8 years.
Wow.
I was hoping that he would get older and things would get better. Well, they don't seem to be now.
What's the specific concern with the? Is it a daughter or a son?
Son. The son is 27 and going through a divorce, and my friend keeps giving him money to get his life restarted, and it's like he'll do anything because he feels so guilty about the kid being, you know, he has a sickness, and also feels guilty about being divorced, and he's afraid the kid, 27-year-old, is going to kill himself. He's like held hostage. He's afraid not to give him money so he can start over again and start over again.
Was it afraid not to do it, or he just wants to do it?
Well, he's afraid that the kid will do it. He's afraid that the son will get depressed because of what's going on with his divorce that he'll do.
Well, all right, so I tell you what I give you permission to do and what I don't give you permission to do, because that if you say you're coddling your son, you're not going to have the choice of whether to stay or to go. He's going to dump you because, as you point out, the major cause of the breakup of second marriage is kids left over from the first, especially with the father. And you're exactly right that they feel guilty about it, especially if there's any mental health issues here, which it sounds like there are. If I were in your shoes, what I'd say is, look, I understand that you're feeling responsible here. What about getting your son a therapist and making any more money to him dependent on him seeing a therapist, so at least you feel that he's not going to kill himself, because that's a terrible burden for not only for your friend but also for your friend's husband, your friend's son. So, but saying you shouldn't be giving him, it's really not your business, Cookie. I mean, he's not asking your friend isn't asking you for money, right?
It's my business because it affects me. I'm looking for somebody to retire with and go off into the sunset with, and that money going to the kid is not going into the retirement fund.
How do you set up the retirement fund? Do both of you work at this moment?
Yes.
Okay. And what percentage of each of your income do each of you put into the retirement fund?
Oh, no. I mean, the pie in the sky one. I mean, there's no actual fund. It's just...
Well, but Susan, that may be the solution. Look, one of the things that I talk with people about is when they're talking about getting married, that what you do is you sit down and you figure out money, because money is the major cause of the breakup of first marriages. And so let's say that you and your friends, I know I'm just a harbinger of all sorts of great news. All right, so let's say you and your friend decide to get married, and you make $50 a week, and he makes $25 a week, all right? So when the two of you decide to cohabit or get married or whatever you're going to decide to do, that because you make twice what he makes, that you put in, let's say that your rent is $100. well, let's make it $120 so I don't have to do such complicated math. It's your rent's $120. So you put in, because you're going to put in double what he puts in, you're going to put in $80. He's going to put in $40 because it's the same percentage of your income.
Right.
So if you're talking about retirement fund, how old are you, Susie?
60.
Okay. So, and how old's your friend?
Same.
Great. All right. So let's say that you're making $50, he's making $25, and so each of you decide you're going to put in 10% of your income every month. So you're going to put in $5. He's going to put in $2.50. Now, presumably, I don't know if you're living together or not, you divvy up all the other expenses. And with any luck at all, you're both going to have some money. You're going to have some disposable income left at the end of the month. His disposable income may go directly to his son, but it doesn't affect you at all because that's disposable income. It doesn't affect food. It doesn't affect entertainment. It doesn't affect rent. And it doesn't affect your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
It also means that if you want to buy an expensive pair of shoes, then he can't say, wow, you paid how much for those shoes? That's your disposable income. My guess is if you care about this guy, that's the way to do it. Of saying, look, I want a retirement fund. Let's figure out how we're going to do this. And then I promise I'll get off your case about how you spend money with your kid.
That's a good idea.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
And then you can say to him, if I even raise my eyebrows when you tell me about your kid, then I'll pay you $20 because you got to get out of that habit. It's, you know, getting between a guilty dad and his kid is poisonous. So you don't want to do that. But you've got a legitimate point of, okay, let's set this out. And as long as you're putting in that money every month, and he wants to do it too. And the other thing I would suggest is, I will not mention this again, but if I were in your shoes, I talked to Brown and she said, make it contingent upon any other money that you give him that he see a therapist, so you at least have a feeling that he's getting some help. And at 27, he doesn't want to be completely dependent on his dad. You talk about depressing. All right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Cookie. 855-99 Dr. Joy. RJ, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Hey, I've had a wife of 56 years, and she's been gone 7 years now.
Okay.
So I was going out with this woman for 6 years now.
Okay.
And we had a date to go to see Wizard of Oz on Saturday night last June, and I asked her to, on Monday night, I asked her to go for dinner on Tuesday, and she said, no, we should not go out more than once per week. So that hit me as as a rejection.
Well, I don't know that it's a rejection. It clearly is a boundary. Did you ask her why she doesn't want to go out more than once a week?
I was too stunned to say anything. And so for almost 3 months now, I have not spoken to her, and I haven't heard from her.
Do you miss her?
So what do you think? Is that...
RJ, let me get a little bit more detail. How old are you?
I'm 85.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's 80.
Okay. Well,
she's been divorced 15 years.
Okay. It sounds to me that, first of all, she may not trust men hugely, but she may also just be an independent woman. She may sort of figure that, you know, that I don't want a man taking over my life, and so what I will do, and I don't know if she's dating other people or not. I think basically, if you miss her, I'd give her a call and say, hey, look, I took that as rejection, that you didn't want to spend any more time with me, but it occurs to me I didn't ask you the obvious question, which is, why did you not want to see me more than once a week? Are the two of you sexual with each other or not?
No. None.
Okay.
I wanted to move closer, and apparently she wants to move away.
Well, it sounds like she wants to have... Look, RJ, this gets down to, what are you looking for in a relationship at this point in your life? What do you want?
I'd like to have a companion.
Do you want somebody to live with or not? I'll tell you what.
That would be
you think
okay
about
too,
that.
Sure.
All right, think about the question and be as specific. I'll come back to you in just a minute. You be as specific with me as you possibly can about what the perfect relationship, not the perfect woman, but the perfect relationship would look like. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to give me a holler. At some point, maybe coming up, we'll do some DVDs. We're talking right now with RJ, who has been dating a woman for 6 years, and they had basically a once-a-week date, and he took her on kind of a lavish to see the Wizard of Oz and called and said, would you like to go out for dinner the same week? And she said, no, you know, once a week. And he it hurt his feelings, which is, you know, I think, look, when in doubt, be curious, not furious. That it's a, sort of an odd thing to say. And he took it as rejection. And I would take it as, who knows what it is. At this moment, RJ, do you miss this woman or not? Well, let me do that, and then we'll go back to the question I ask you, which is, what are you looking for in a relationship? But do you miss this woman or not?
Somewhat. But not really.
That's not a very, do you miss her enough to give her a call and say, hey, listen, I you know, made an assumption, which I probably shouldn't have made, which is, you know, what's up with you? What's the one week rule? Or once a week rule?
Well,
I mean, you
right
could certainly
after
do,
she said,
go
after
ahead.
She said that, I thought, how about zero dates per week?
No, I hear that you got your feelings hurt. I hear that you got your feelings hurt. But the question is not then. The question is now. Of, you know, do you miss her enough? But let's go to the other question. If you could design the perfect relationship going forward for the next 40 years in your life, what would it look like?
A companion to go places, travel, go out, go for dinner. Whether we live together or separately wouldn't matter.
Where did you find this woman? Where did you meet her?
She was a friend of my wife. You know what's strange is that I've gone out with 5 different women since my wife died, and every one of them has been a friend of my wife's.
Well, maybe it's time for you to kind of widen your pool a little bit. What I would do is go on, what, seniorpeoplemeetorsomething.com. And do you have your own hair?
Yes, I do.
You have your own teeth?
I have my teeth, too.
Do you have a car?
Yes.
Hey, you're going to be catnip, baby cakes. I would go.
And I drive at night, too.
Pardon me?
I drive at night, too.
Oh, my gosh. You've just hit the lottery. All right. Here's what you're going to do, RJ. Don't call this. Well, at some point, you're going to call this woman just because you're going to be curious, because I think it's more her independence than anything else. And I don't want that cloud sort of looming over your head. But I think you've taken the path of least resistance. And you have a very clear idea of what you're looking for. So write down in your profile exactly what you said to me. I'm looking for a companion, someone to travel with. Living together is not crucial, but I'd like to see you a couple of times a week. I'd like us to grow old together. Put your picture up. Put that you have your own teeth, your own hair. You have a car you can drive at night. And you're going to get a gazillion responses. And then you can decide what to do about this woman. I would at some point call her up just because I think you need to neutralize what you viewed as rejection. I don't think it was rejection. I think it was control, which is a different thing.
Yeah. You know, I've heard you say many times that the one who cares the least controls.
Yep. Yep. Well, she was your path of least resistance. I think you were lonesome, and you sort of all these women were kind of circling you because they knew your wife, and so go and see who else is out there. And you may decide that she's the best of the bunch, at which point, you know, sort of say, I'd like to try this again, but I'd like to try, you know, at least a couple times a week. The once a week seems to me pretty limited. But I would ask her why, number one. But go and see, well, who. Look, you got your teeth, your hair, you got some jingle in your jeans. You can drive a car at night. You're gonna be deluged with women.
Wonderful.
All right.
Sounds good, Joy.
Yeah, go try it, RJ. And you know what I would do? I think that the membership costs, like, you can do it for on a monthly basis for about $25. I think you can do it for like 6 months for about $40 or $50. Just go and get some pictures. Do you know how to upload pictures to a website?
No, I don't. Ask my daughter to help.
Absolutely. She'll be delighted to do it. She can help you work on the profile. She probably didn't like that woman anyway.
Well,
right?
Well, of course, this is the woman that my son favored.
Well, that's all right. Then don't have him help with your website. Have your wife do it. Listen, they're allowed to like her. It's just that she's not what you want. You need to figure out what you want. They're running their own lives. You don't get to vote on their dates. They don't get to vote on yours. You're okay.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
very
let
much.
Me know what happens.
Okay.
RJ will probably be in the headlines as the man who got the most responses. All right. Let me know, RJ.
Okay.
Bye. Sam, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I just had
my
a little
pleasure.
Bit of static there. I wasn't sure. You know, about a year ago, I called you. I wanted to thank you for this advice about my daughter, my teenage daughter, like wasting my time and wasting my money. And from what I recall, what you told me to do was demand receipts or invoices, and as far as the money and as far as my time, give her a 10-minute window. And that's what I did, and it worked like a charm.
Yay! We love it when that happens.
That's
what parents really need to do with kids. It's not that we need to control them. We just need to set boundaries that allow them a little bit of flexibility, but allow them to understand what the deal is here. And that's how we parent.
Right. Well, it worked out fantastically. I don't feel like a penny of mine's been wasted. And whenever I got a time to meet up with her, she's usually right on the money. If
Amen.
It's 3 o'clock, she's there at 3. You know,
good
where before it was like, where before it was, if it was 3 o'clock, it might be 4:30, it might be
yeah.
5.
Not
I
okay.
Might not show up at all.
Not
know?
Okay.
But,
no.
But anyhow, it worked out beautifully. I mean, it really did. But now today, I got another problem with her. Okay, because I live up in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
Up in the Arctic, basically. And and my daughter was up here. She came up here to go to the university. Okay. So you know, her mom hooked her up with a place to stay, paid her rent. I paid her tuition, and it turned out she didn't like the school and wanted to go back down to Alabama, where her mother got remarried and moved to with her new husband. And so we got her into Auburn University down there. And now she's only been there for a month, and her mom again paid for a nice apartment down there. I paid for all her tuition and her books and whatnot, and she's got basically everything taken care of. And she's calling me about every 2 days, telling me how much she hates it, and she's actually busting into tears on me, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
She's 19.
All right, did she finish up the first year in Ohio?
She finished the first semester, yes.
Mm.
She didn't want to go to the second semester, so I told her she had to get a job, which
okay.
she did.
Good.
And she saved a whole bunch of money.
Good.
And then in July 1st, she told me she wanted to quit her job so she could, you know, enjoy the rest of the summer.
Right.
And so I said, fine. Yeah, you know, because she had almost $5,000 saved, you know, which
good
I was
pretty
impressed by.
Very impressed.
Yeah, and
I'll tell you what, you hear the music, which is soothing yet ever limited, which means we're about to take a break. Let me put you back on hold. We'll pick it up where July 1st, where she wanted to take the rest of the summer off and play, which is not unreasonable, and we'll see what's going on today. All right, we'll be back in a moment with Sam. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. On that about time to call, I've got about 25 minutes in this hour and then another hour to go. We're talking with Sam, who's got a cherub who's spent one semester in Ohio. How were her grades in the semester that she was in Ohio, Sam?
She got 3.4 out of 4.
So this is a smart cookie who tests limits a lot. Okay. So then she made $5,000 from July. So she quit her job July 1st. And so let's pick it up there. So what happened after July 1st?
Well, she spent a lot of time traveling. You know, she went to Maine, went to New York. She spent a week in Nashville. Her and her friends, they go up to Ann Arbor all the time. You know, which is only like 45-minute drive from here. You know, college kids really like that place. And so she enjoyed her summer, basically, and then it came time for her to head back down to Alabama. You know, so her mother drove all the way up here and helped her pack and everything, and they, you know, because her mom's got family here, obviously, also. And so they drove back down there, and she's got a really nice apartment complex, you know, pool, a workout facility, walking distance to Auburn University. And a week after she got there, I started getting phone calls, you know, saying about how it's just boring there, there's nothing to do, that she doesn't like it there, that she likes Toledo so much better. You know, and so I tried telling her, I said, the reason you like Toledo better is this is where all your little high school chums are from, you know? I mean, you got your little circle here.
Well, except that she decided that she didn't like Toledo. So I'll tell you what I did.
Exactly.
What did she do with the $5,000?
She still got like almost 2,000 of it left.
Great. What's tuition in Toledo?
About the same as it is there. It's basically $5,000 a semester would have cost me.
Perfect. All right. What you're going to say to your daughter is, kiddo, you're not 21, but you're not 5 years old anymore. You do what you want to do, but understand, from now on, You pay your tuition, and your mom and I will refund it once you finish the first semester with decent grades. Do whatever you want to do. Because anything you tell her, she's just going to rebel against, and she'll either flunk out or she'll... I mean, this is a kid who, first of all, she's spoiled, with all due respect. Second of all, she plays all you right. and her mom like a Stradivarius. And number three, she's really good at testing limits, as we know before. So I would say to her, look, do what you want. But understand, your tuition is paid for this semester, and if you blow it, that's fine. But understand, going forward, you can go to any school you want, or you can even drop out of school. But you're on your own, and if you start school again, you pay the tuition, and I'll refund you if you know after semester by semester, assuming that you've made decent grades, or maybe even year by year. I mean, I would maybe do semester by semester because that's a lot of money for a kid. And if she says, well, Dad, I just don't have it, say, look, you're really good at earning money. And these are some decisions that you need to make. Because if you pay for her tuition, she doesn't view it as wasting money. It's, well, Mom and Dad, that's their job, is to, you know, is to flush money down the chain, down the whatever, you know, down the tube when I want something. You know, I'm the princess. So I'd say to her, look, do what you want to do. I wouldn't give her explanations. I wouldn't help her to understand it. She's 19. She's not 12 years old, and she's smart and she's manipulative. Do what you want to do. My best suggestion is you finish up semester, you know, the year there, so you don't have a whole bunch of credits or they're not transferable. And then the deal going forward, if you finish up the year there and you want to stay there, I'll pay your tuition next year. If you decide to drop out, you're welcome to do it. I'm not, and there will not be any recriminations. But going forward, if you decide you want to go to college, you're going to have to come up with a tuition for the first semester. And I'll refund it to you after you've successfully completed the first semester. And let her do what she wants.
Right.
There's not a draft.
Oh, man,
she's not going to go. Yeah, because, I mean, look, understand how well it worked before when you just said to her, there are limits. And she's the kid who you know, would test the limits.
Right.
And I don't think she's necessarily doing it consciously, but she does it.
So you think maybe she's just like, you know, because it's one thing I got to say about my kid. Ever since she came out of infancy, she never cried. I mean, she's always, you know.
She's smart.
And now she's turning on the tears on me.
That's all right. But look, you're the adult. You're the one who sort of understands that the reason that kids are assigned parents is that parents have presumably 15 to 20 to 25 to 30 years experience on their kid. And so they have the understanding that, yeah, she can turn on the tears. I mean, she knows you, Sam. She's going to know. She just says, Dad, I'm not happy here. You're going to say, give it a try. She's pulling out all the stops. Do I think she's unhappy there? I don't know. And I don't think she knows. She's a drama queen. So that's fine. I mean, we're not trying to punish her. We're just saying, okay, you take responsibility. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there. But understand, if I were you, I'd finish up the semester just because you're going to have a whole bunch of partial credits. And from now on, you get to pay your tuition up front and I'll refund it to you after the fact. And she's going to say, Dad, I can't afford it. Say, well, I guess you're going to have to get a job. And she will.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. She may be a kid for whom school is just, she's not quite ready yet. That's okay.
Huh. All right. Well, I didn't really think about that because that is something, you know, she told me. She goes, well, the only reason I'm going here is because you and my mom made me.
Yeah, right.
See, what?
Sam.
What?
That's what I just told you. Without knowing that sentence, that's what I told you, is no matter what you do, it's wrong. Because she'll blame it on you. No matter what she does, even if it's the wrong decision, it's better than your decision because it was hers. And she'll take responsibility for it. She'll have to take responsibility. If you say to her, stay, you know, I flunked out because it wasn't any fun, or I started doing drugs because I was bored, so it all becomes your fault. If you say to her, fine, you know, you're an adult, do what you want, understand, here's the rules, then all of a sudden she's going to think about what she's doing. Is it worth $5,000, or is it worth $10,000 to drop out of school right now? Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But whatever it is, it's her decision, which is better than your decision. She will learn nothing from your decision. She will learn something from hers.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't expecting to hear that.
Well, that's part of the fun, surprising you.
Right. Now,
I mean, look, there's nothing.
I'm just
thinking
worst case scenarios, you know.
Sam,
like,
it's not.
Like,
it's not a worst. No, worst case scenario is that she had a life-threatening illness, that she was, you know, that she was pregnant by some guy that, you know, whose name she couldn't remember, you know, that she was on drugs,
right,
that she'd been in a car. There are lots of much worst case scenarios. She's fine. She's just a spoiled kid who needs to learn to take responsibility. And this is the easiest, gentlest way for her to do it. There's basically no harm, no foul. And it's basically what it comes down to is money, which is the easiest of all things to negotiate. So all you have to do is smile sweetly and say, look, honey, you do what you want on this one. Understand, here's the new rules.
Here are the new rules.
New rules.
All right.
New rules. And you're not doing it punitively. You're not punishing her. You're just saying, look, this is an expensive proposition for you to treat college like a Chinese restaurant buffet. Try a little of this, try a little of that, and I'll just leave it on my plate. You know, we're not talking Chinese restaurant, you know, $10 all you can eat. We're talking $5,000 a semester. That's a lot of money. You do whatever you want to do. You get to pay up front, and I'll refund you. You're not even asking her to pay for her college. You're saying you refund it. But she's going to have to make decisions and stick to them. And it's a whole different issue when it's her money. And we know that she's really good. She already made a semester's worth of tuition in a very short period of time. Good for her. She gets to do it again. Or stay where she is.
Right.
And either of which is a better decision than you trying to talk her in or out of it.
Right. Just toss it back to her, and you're an adult, you decide.
No, you're not going to say it in that tone of voice, because that sounds punitive. That sounds like you really screwed up, and,
right.
And now, you know, what you're saying is, kiddo, listen, I hear it's your education. You get to choose where you want to go and how you want to do it, but here's the new rule, that from now on, you know, because this is getting too expensive for me to do it, and I'm sure it's frustrating to you as well. The new rule is that you can go any place you want. You get to pay the first semester, and she may go to junior college, which is much cheaper. In some places, it's free, which is fine. She sounds like the perfect candidate for junior college, and she can do well there. She's very smart, and then she can go on and figure out what she wants to do. But the point is that she will figure it out, and she should figure it out. Because then she can't say, well, you and Mom made me do it.
Okay, then how do I get over feeling guilty about it then?
Well, that's your button. You're going to have to get rid of that button. Sort of paying money for your kid to not study, I don't know why you'd feel guilty about that. That just sounds to me kind of the stupid. You know, you write welcome on your forehead, she steps on your face. You need to deal with whatever the issues are about your divorce and not make them her issue, because that's what she's playing off of. It's not doing her any good, it's not doing you any good. So go find a therapist. Or you can stay on the line and I'll talk with you about it for a minute if you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, Sean, could you do yourself and me and the listeners a favor? Apparently, the podcast and streaming are available on the website right now at drjoy.com.
That's correct.
Apparently, it's a little different than it was before.
Can you explain
to people what the difference is and how to navigate it?
Sure. As most of the listeners know, we've switched networks. We're now on the GCN network. So, but you can get it just by going to drjoy.com, the Dr. Joy website. And then at the kind of top right-hand corner of the page there, in the same spot that it's always been in, there's a Listen Now, or there's actually two links there. There's Live Show, so if you want to listen to the show right now while we're live, and there's also a podcast link. And if you either one of those will take you to the appropriate place. I've actually tried them both just a couple times within the last hour, and just click that. The live show's working here, and then if you click on podcast it, I have been told that, you know, maybe some part of the problem some people are having is apparently it's an XML feed, and that's how podcasts work. So I don't know if it was different before, or if it was just links or something, but you do need, you know, you have to subscribe to the podcast, which I guess is what a podcast is.
I don't think we had any subscription issues.
Okay. I mean, it's not a paid subscription or anything. It's just it's what they call an RSS feed. So anyways, I mean, it's probably a little different for people. But I, you know, like I said, I'm here right now and I see all the links. So. They're there. If people just are persistent, they might be a little different, but it's not really.
I don't know,
difficult.
When it comes to electronics and persistent, it makes me break out in hives.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
All righty. I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick DVD. A look at DVDs that are coming out this week. There are sort of two of them that are pretty cool. And I'll just, you know, rather than putting a sounder up, I'll just tell you about them. All right. I think the one that will probably get the most downloads, although it's going to be interesting, is A Fault in Our Stars, which is Shailene Woodley's really kind of breakout role. Hazel and Gus are two extraordinary teenagers who share an acerbic wit, a disdain for conventional love that sweeps them and us on an unforgettable journey. I actually thought this was pretty good. It's a little weepy, and I went sort of gritting my teeth. You saw it as well, right?
Yeah, yep.
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, it really is. I agree with you. It is a little on the kind of sappy side sometimes, but it's. Yeah, I mean, you got to keep in mind this is a, you know,
it's a young adult novel.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
And I think both the Willem Dafoe and Laura Dern are both in it.
Yes.
But it's Shailene Woodley's and Sam Trammell's movie, and the two of them are great in it. I mean, you really like them, and you feel like you get to know them, and they're certainly more complicated than most young adult heroes. So, and I think this is Shailene Woodley is really giving Jennifer Lawrence, I think, a run for her money. So
they do kind of have the same kind of feel to them, don't they?
They do. They're the kind of new flavor, flavor of the week. So.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of flavors of the week, we've got Godzilla.
Ooh.
This one didn't do. Did you see this one?
I didn't actually. I just kind of took a stand. I was like, I cannot see another one. You know.
The problem about Godzilla is that, you know, we all love Godzilla. Godzilla makes basically a cameo in this one.
Oh,
and
really?
We came to see, and there are these other sort of reptilian things, and we've got Aaron Johnson, Bryan Cranston, Elizabeth Olsen, and it starts with World War II, and it looks like kind of a documentary, and I don't want to spoil anything, but Godzilla basically is the hero here. But there wasn't enough Godzilla. We all wanted more Godzilla. Whiny.
Well,
I don't think it did terribly well at the box office.
I'll have to see it now, and that's completely different than what I expected. I should have known. I mean, it's a pretty good cast.
Yeah, and it really does attempt to. I mean, the original Godzilla was laughably bad.
Right.
I mean, but although it made huge amounts of money, but that was like, I don't know, what, 30 years ago or something.
Yeah,
and this one is sort of a remake, and the CGI is terrific, but. I mean, you don't get to see much of Godzilla, and Godzilla is what we all came, you know, that's what we came to the party to see.
Interesting.
So. Okay. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. All righty. So we've got, what have I got here? About 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
All right. So I'll tell you what, we'll start off next hour. she said, batting her baby blue eyes, with some stuff that, you know, I must admit that that both of us are feeling, I'm not sure you're supposed to say this, but both of us are feeling under the weather with similar kinds of maladies today.
Yeah.
But we both decided we just want you to be incredibly impressed. We're both,
yeah,
basically,
right.
here's what we're doing. We're whining at you. That we just wanted you to know that we're here because we love you and it's our job. And both of us came in today going, I send Shane off an email saying, I feel yucko. And he said, me too. And I thought, no, this is my chance to feel yucko. You can't feel yucko too. This is mine. So both of us are here, and so you better call. That's all I can say. All right. So I thought next hour we'd talk a little bit about the whole issue about how to discipline your kid if you're not beating them up, and hopefully you're not. That there are better, more sophisticated, more effective ways of disciplining your kid, and also just a quickie here about how to talk with your kids about the NFL. And basically, you might say to them, you know, have you heard about it? And basically, you know, what are your feelings about it? Always a good idea rather than telling kids how to feel is asking them how they feel. Mm-hmm. And they may say, well, I don't know. And you can say, well, you know, I'm interested in what you can sort of pretend that you're me doing your little sociological experiment, which is saying, so what do you think about this? And then, you know, and one of the suggestions was watching a football game together and discussing the coverage and commentary. You don't have to watch the football game. You can read the newspapers the day after, you know, Oklahoma kills OSU. You know,
right, right.
Or destroys, pulverizes.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, all the adjectives and adverbs are hugely violent.
Yeah,
so basically, yeah. Saying, you know, what do you think should happen? How you know, do your friends talk about this? So I think basically, you know, if nothing else, showing your kids that you're interested in their point of view makes a huge amount of sense. And as basically I said with respect to Sam, rather than telling kids what to do, asking them how they feel, I think is a much more effective kind of way of knowing who your kid is and also being respectful of your kid. I mean, I think there's something very, very... I'm trying to find some other dignified, respectful, loving about a parent saying to a kid, tell me what you think about this. Because kids are so used to being lectured and told how they should think about things. That just saying to your kid, tell me what you think, which is, I suppose, the kind of cornerstone of what my approach to disciplining kids are, is when they make a mistake about something, saying, what did you do wrong here? And what do you think the appropriate punishment should be? If nothing else, you'll get a much better insight into who your kid is and what they think is icky and what they think is not. All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Got another hour to go with you all. And be grateful we can't breathe on you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.